Welcome to another episode of the Word of God by M. Today, we're going to talk about Jesus' teachings or my own teachings. A lot of times, we are going to go to our Bible, we're going to read, and we're going to find out that what we're reading really upsets us. Or we might be at church on a Sunday and the pastor is giving a message that really upsets us, and we believe that, hey, I think that's too drastic. I think that's too extreme. I think that message comes from a fanatic. But in reality, what's happening is that we are experiencing feelings of anger, frustration, due to a word that is coming from God, either through your Bible, through a friend, through a pastor, that is shaking the way we are living. Since we accept Christ in our heart, we basically sign a contract that bonds us for life to Christ. In that contract, God says that He's going to be our Father till eternity. If we read in our Bibles John 1:12, you're going to see that once you decide to accept that Christ is God and you invite Him into your heart, from that day on, you have acquired the privilege to be under God's guidance. And no matter how far you want to leave from God, He's going to be there with you. You can try to hide, you can try to run from God, but since you accept Him in your heart, He's going to be there for you. If we go to the book of Genesis and we remember Adam and Eve, they tried to hide from God. They hide behind some bushes and thinking that they would be able to escape God's guardianship. And at the end of the day, that's also us when we try to walk away from God, when we stop praying, when we stop reading our Bibles. And we have to understand that He will never abandon us. You might not want anything to do with Him, but He's going to be there always for us. He's going to be always faithful, and He's never going to change His love for us. Today, I want to ask a few questions. Are you getting upset too easily? Are you living your life based on what you feel and not on what God asks you? Are you suffering from bad temper, jealousy? I don't know. Are you unhappy with yourself? And here is where I want to stop and invite you to examine your life. Are you repeating the phrase, "I deserve," quite often? Are you repeating the phrase, "I am"? "You don't appreciate me. You're worthless." To other people? Well, if that is coming out of your mouth, let me tell you something. It's time to come back to God. It's time to come back to Christ. Because if we remember, and we have talked about this several times in our podcast, if we remember the prodigal son, one day he went to his father and asked for what he thought he deserved. Basically, he was telling his father, I am entitled to, and you don't know what you're doing. Well, when we are in that same situation, it's time for someone to call our attention. It might be that today you want to have a different life than the one you have. It might be that today you may think that that person that you married was not the right one. Or perhaps, and even worse, you're thinking that God doesn't understand your problems. I got news for you. You have surrendered your life to your emotions and your feelings. You have walked far from God. And that's why I want to invite you to find in your Bible the verse of Jeremiah 17:9. In that verse, we are clearly explained that our heart is deceivous. The other day, I was checking on Google the statistics of Christian marriages. And to my surprise, I found out that over 30% of Christian marriages end up in divorce. And that really called my attention. And I tried to ask myself, what can it be that pushes a Christian to get divorced? And I thought of a few reasons. Number one, they decide to basically abandon God. And remember, we're talking about Christian marriages. They might have accepted Christ in their heart, but they never surrendered their will. Maybe it's a couple that went through financial problems, and they basically forgot that God has only plans of peace for them. And sometimes these financial problems are required for us to get closer to God. Then I thought, well, maybe something even more serious. One of them made a huge mistake and commit adultery. Well, have they seek counseling? Have they tried to explain what was the reason of adultery? Have they read their Bibles, 1 Corinthians 13, and understand that sometimes marriages that go through that difficult time can be saved by God and can become an example for other marriages? And to me, the saddest reason of all is when a spouse says to the other spouse, I don't feel anything for you. Oh my God. When that happens, it means that Satan has conquered that person's heart. That husband or that wife is so far from God that is now living his or her life based upon, I don't feel anything for my husband or my wife. Let me tell you, once again, go to 1 Corinthians 13, and you're going to understand that our love, the love that we provide each day to our spouses, to our kids, is a decision that we make every day when we go and pray and when we go and read. Emotions last only days, weeks, months, and in best case scenario, a few years. But after that, love becomes a decision. Today, because of all this social media and the thousands of TV shows that portrayed love as a Cinderella story, we basically live our lives wishing to be someone else. We want to be that influencer that travels around the world, that drives all those fancy cars, without knowing the real life of that person. We cannot forget that social media only shows what all these people want us to see. But it doesn't show their real life. How many times have we seen famous influencers or famous actors, actresses, singers, performers kill themselves because they were totally unhappy? And even though they had millions, they have fame, they were powerful, but they were unhappy because Christ was not in their hearts and they were living their life according to their emotions. When we greet someone else's life, basically what we're doing is telling God, you know what, God? You gave me the wrong life. Today, I want to invite you to examine your life. I want to invite you to go back to your Bible and to be grateful. There is not a better way to go back to Christ than being grateful. Thank God for your life. Thank God for your family. Thank God for that coffee that you're going to drink. Thank God for everything. The other day, I was listening to one of my favorite preachers, and he was explaining something very simple. Do you want to be with God at every moment of your day? All you have to do is say thank you. Thank you because my phone is working. Thank you because my computer is working. Thank you because the sun is beautiful today. I don't know. Be grateful to God. And when you become grateful, you're not going to have time to complain about your life. I'm pretty sure all of you just heard my phone in the background. And I thought about editing the podcast, you know, erasing that part and recording again. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be grateful because God just provided me with an example that even though things did not happen as I hoped to, I was hoping to record this without any interruptions, without any funny noises from the outside. Hey, my phone rang. And you know what? That's a great example. Just say thank you. Thank you for that interruption. Thank you because, hey, I had the opportunity to illustrate my example. So do not complain. It's time for us to start living our lives in a different way. Let's be grateful. And let's say thank you, as the book of James says in the first chapter, for everything that goes on in our lives, including our trouble. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Word of God by M. Don't forget, if you have questions, if you need to reach out to me because you have a necessity and you want me to pray for it, just feel free to email me at thewordofgodbym@gmail.com. If you have questions about the Bible, if you are struggling in your relationship with God, please feel free to reach out by email, thewordofgodbym@gmail.com. Have a blessed day.